All right. We happen to be live right now. It's gonna be amazing. Why is Minecraft so good? I think about houses in general and I'm ecstatic.
Mother Hubbard, L. Ron Hubbard. Don't make your kids boomers. That's not good.
Yeah, guys. Public service announcement for today. Don't make a child a boomer.
That's really
children are not supposed to have boomer philosophy or boomer humor. It's like
boomer humor.
Boomer humor. Yeah, it's the antithesis to the zoomer. So it's not supposed to be like that. Are the cows ready to be milked and suckled and swallowed straight from the udder?
The cow is ready to be milked. I love hearing those words, honestly.
Hello, chunky fishy girl. Yeah, I love hearing those words. The idea that I can wrap my greedy little fingers around a udder and squeeze.
Sounds musical.
Sounds musical. Trying to cultivate a thing right here. Trying to get a thing going on.
Going on?
No webcam for this one because I broke it. Because I'm stupid. I gotta not waste money. That's something I gotta not do.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm gonna have to figure out how to make this house look a little bit. I mean, it's alright, but... You know, we can do something far smexier.
Can't we always?
Minecraft is the Israel of video games? I didn't know Mark Dice was here. Mike Dice? Who's Mike Dice?
Mike Dice? Your pops?
My pops.
Yeah, it's your pops. Extra boomer power. Didn't your dad just one day just like go up here and scream boomer? Or something?
No. What? Actually, you know what? I cannot remember that happening, but it sounds like something.
Boomer! Or something. He did some. I think I might have heard it.
Something like that.
In person. I'm a boomer or something. He's just like retarded.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably something that happened.
Sounds like your dad. It's like seeing old people try to be, hey, fellow kids.
Can you crank your mic volume up?
I can crank a whole lot of things. No, I cannot do that.
Really? Mm-hmm. Sound settings?
Sensitivity?
No, as in volume. It's real quiet, man. I'm at 100 right now for you. What? And 200% on Discord.
Wait a sec. Let me see. Let me try to fix. Hey, how's it going? Is it good now?
No. Don't do that.
How about now?
Yeah, that's good.
It's good?
Yeah.
How good? Scale of 1 to awesome.
That's awesome. Should I do like a... I don't know. Can you crank that Soulja Boy?
I can crank it.
I don't know how to do. I don't know how to do.
I do. I'm already doing it right now. You can't see me, but I am. Can I crank the Soulja Boy?
Sitting in
how
Minecraft?
Stupid question is that.
I'm following a tutorial right now, I think. I think that's what I have to do. Can you sleep?
No, I can't.
Oh, I'm
yes, I can.
Sorry.
I'm gonna get my bed. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to annoy you like that. I'll just shut up forever now since you hate me.
Mm-hmm. Man, milk is really strong. I'm not used to that. It's real creamy. Real creamy. Don't order the clam chowder. Oh. What's in the clam chowder? I watched Fight Club last night. I was really angry when Tyler started talking about, like, yeah, well, maybe God doesn't like you. He isn't here. He doesn't exist. We can become gods. I'm like, okay, yeah, you're gay. I think that's when you can realize that he's gonna be, like, really destructive.
Yeah.
Because you're aiming at nothing. Like, I was trying to look at it with the both perspectives, which is not knowing that... Well, spoilers, if you haven't watched Fight Club, that they're the same person. And then also not knowing that they're the same person. Okay, do I have to tear down the whole frickin' thing? Maybe. Should I change my location? Should I just tear down the whole house? Wouldn't be that hard, honestly.
You have a feeling that it's sort of MGTOW. Tyler has some MGTOW flavors to it. As has a lot of pagan philosophy originally.
Yeah.
And it is very much like the... It sounds a lot like pre-God... I mean, not pre-God. Pre-Christianity.
Yeah.
Like religions and philosophy.
Stoic stuff.
In Europe. Yeah. A lot of it is like that.
So, yeah, it's sort of realizing, because he says a lot of stuff about you're not this, you're not that, and, you know, anti-consumerism, but there isn't really an alternative, and they end up just doing worse stuff than they would otherwise
It becomes cult worship and, destruction of consumerism, but the replacement, it has nothing, so just cult worship.
Yeah. Yeah. His name is Robert Paulson. Like, just turns retarded.
People think it's not a fantasy. Hitler existed and it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Read the accounts of people, how people were and how they talked about Adolf Hitler, and it was like messianic. It was very much Tyler Durden.
Mm-hmm.
And Jordan says Fight Club is one of the most fascistic movies of all time. It's like, huh? Well, it goes against consumerism. How can it be fascist? Yeah. The thing is, like, a lot of that stuff just dovetails with fascist rhetoric. And it's convincing, for sure, and it works. And it
yeah.
gets people. If you think it's impossible, it's not.
I was gonna... I don't know if I... Perhaps I should make a note of this, but I was gonna include sort of the... The structure of the script changed, but I was going to include some of the stuff about, like, what exactly makes it appealing. And that's one of the things, which is sort of, it capitalizes on a good thing, which is, you know, the desire to become better, and says you're capable of that. But it sort of makes that a goal in and of itself when it's not. You're making yourself better for
Why
an express purpose.
Because I am the most important thing.
Yeah, and it's revealed in that he doesn't know what they're up to. He doesn't know what they're doing or what Project Mayhem is.
Yeah,
or what they're aiming
away
towards.
From him.
Yeah. So
he has no more control over it.
Mm-hmm. So like you're sort of approaching the target, but you're still off. And
it says in the name, it's Mayhem.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. That's their only goal, because they couldn't come up with anything else. Because they're sort of, they're like, they have the instinct, but they don't know where to point it or why.
Yeah.
All right, let me figure out how to build this.
Our great depression is our lives. Our fathers abandoned us, and what does that say about God? If your father abandons you, what does that say about God?
That's sort of like, well, it's theodicy.
A stupid question. I don't think that's a stupid question. I think there's something to it that I have not figured out yet. That there's a claim there that is wrong, and I don't know what it is. Because it's not like your father abandoning you can just be waved off. Like that's important. Like why? What does your father abandoning you truly say about God, and why is it? Why is it that what it says is not important or wrong?
I'm trying to figure out. Is that like oak logs?
What does that mean? What does he mean? What does that say about God? What does that say about God? It says about God that... It says about God that the iteration of the divine comes about through our behavior. Because he doesn't make himself manifest all the time. So, and this is why your parents are absent, and our fathers are absent. It doesn't mean our literal fathers are absent. It means our cultural forefathers hold no sway anymore. They're irrelevant. They're practically non-existent.
Yeah.
So what does that say about God? It says about God that God's presence and that godliness depends on you to be iterated in the world. The thing about that is that you can confuse that for you can think that you iterating God means you are God.
Yeah.
It can confuse you in that way. And it's not a great confusion. It's not a confusion for omnipotence. That's not the part of God that is getting confused here. It's the part of God that acts. If, like, no one's gonna act for you. You have to act. That's right. But you're not the source of that action. Like all the way back. Like if tradition is gone, then you have to establish the new. But the new, it doesn't come all from you. You get it from something else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it ends in like, well, the new does not seem to be rightly manifest in Project Mayhem. It actually sounds more properly manifest getting with Marla.
Yeah, because that's, he ends.
Have a child.
Yeah, that it ends with that's them new. Just watching it.
Child.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, because that is what you're getting.
And the movie ends, like, that's a really good ending. Because there is the destruction of consumerism, and then it gets replaced by something better, which is communion of man and woman to bring forth children.
Yeah, because that is what the cool people that, like, the whole survival thing, that's what you do! If your principle is like, okay, these consumerist things don't aid my survival, which is what Tyler Durden was saying, you know, it's like, it's not, it has no bearing. Yeah, guess what, like, oh my gosh. That's your whole biological purpose. And, you know, but especially in a non, you know, how would you say, like, just we're animals view. Because he does sort of, like, talk like that. Like, you're not special. You're, you know.
And that has a point. That has a really good point, because mm-hmm. it's true, but it's also not.
Yeah.
In the sense that, you are.
You're not pathetic. Special relative to other people, but you're special in the overall nature, definitely. And you have to act like it.
If you like, ever watched anything related to...
Playing,
like,
on an exclusive server, you can join if you pay me big bucks on newproject2.com/soap. Maybe I should put that in the bio.
Yeah, you should. If you ever watched anything or read anything related to how, you know, drill sergeants train soldiers, him saying him making you realize the minuteness of your existence is exactly, like, because when you do, it's weird, because when you do that, you also realize how important you are, because when you're broken down, then there are parts of you. It's only when you attempt to destroy as much as you can that you figure out there are certain things that cannot be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the drill sergeants humiliate and just berate the soldier so much, is because whatever is left of them will be indestructible.
Self-destruction. Self-improvement is masturbation. I like that one. That one's good, because it's definitely in line in that, like, what you do is mortification and penance. Yep. You try to burn off everything you don't need.
Yeah, self-improvement is not adding to yourself, it's taking away negative
things. Yeah. So whatever's
self-improvement by adding things you consider to be pleasurable or positive, yeah, that's masturbation. You're being good, which is also the... Because Tyler regards himself as sort of a messiah, but he also just preaches that you are meaningless. Not in this the nihilistic sense, but in you are minute, you are infinitesimal.
Yeah.
But when he does that, he doesn't really do it to himself, but doing that to himself, that's what brings about the ending of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because then, yeah, you so are you. So what are you going to do about that? It's a really good movie. Really, really good.
Yeah.
And you're not supposed to... If you focus on a single scene, you can get, like... You can just dispense with the... Like, oh, yeah, this is just retarded, degenerate. Or, oh, nihilistic. Or you can, like, read it as a Marxist critique of capitalism, which is probably the most retarded thing you can do if you're, like, a... If you're a rational human being, a rational late-term aborted fetus.
Mm-hmm.
But if you... Because it's not a thing. It's like reading one passage of a book instead of reading all the way through the end and thinking it's like Jewish people.
Yeah.
Only reading the Old Testament instead of reading the New.
Sleep.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it's a real good movie. Well, I've watched it 3 times and I've not got tired of it. I could probably watch it again, honestly. Yeah.
I'm gonna be watching it until the day I die, man.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make my kids watch it. It's such a great
question. At a certain point, but yeah, there's certain things that are real nasty.
Oh, yeah, when they're like 14 at the youngest. And the boys only, probably.
Yeah. Well, there's certain things in there that you'd probably just...
Because the protagonist is sort of like ego, id, super ego. I don't know what to consider the protagonist, but when
yeah, I was trying to think
Tyler
of
being hypersexual with Marla. He gets like, ugh, and Marla grabbing his penis in the kitchen, and he's like mortified by it. He doesn't
yeah.
find it cool,
which is, you know, like I was like a very heightened sense of disgust when that was going on. Even more than any of the other times I watched it. It was horrible. And then he's the part that knows it.
Yeah.
He has sort of like a... He's... Maybe... sort of bridging the gap in that you can't dispense with everything that what the culture values. Like they're talking about like, oh yeah, my dad said go to college, then get a job, then get married. You know, isn't there anything more? Well, actually, I don't know if you should be so hasty about saying that's boring or whatever. It's like, yeah, it's just for sport, whatever. Like, no, you don't do that for, it's not just a whatever thing.
You watch that movie as a man and you'll immediately learn a lot about yourself. And mm-hmm. It couldn't have been written by any other author.
Yeah. Gay man.
Gay man. He get it. He get it.
He get it. Gay man gets some things.
Father of the Absent, what does that say about God? God is that. It isn't that God is absent. I don't think that is the implication. Because if God is absent, then logically it would follow that nothing matters. But that's mm-hmm. not how they act. They act as if something matters. So that means if our tradition is not present and not aiding us and not guiding us, we're going to have to figure it out on our own.
Mm-hmm.
That's more like it.
Yeah.
And that's what they did. And that's what Tyler Durden does. He figures it out on his own. He does figure it out. Because at the end, he like gets with Marla in a right way and not in an insane way.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That gets it. That's right. It's amazing. Amazing movie.
Mm-hmm.
What is the name of that movie? Fight Club.
Yeah. Watch it with lots of attention.
Very cool. And don't... it's like reading... It's sort of like Notes from the Underground
mm-hmm.
in a certain kind of
way. Yeah, like reading... It doesn't... literature or art in general can document the sort of things that you shouldn't be doing, and it's good. Because it points it out.
And it's sort of like Notes from the Underground, but it's not, because it has a good ending. Like the protagonist, like the conclusion of the protagonist is a good one. He finishes well.
Mm-hmm.
And he learns. He like develops from it.
Ah.
Half right. Half right. That's funny. Tyler Durden is half right, because you need to, it logically follows that if tradition has been replaced with garbage, then you gotta get rid of the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
But what to replace it with?
Yeah.
If you just go with destruction forever, you're just gonna end up with nothing.
Yeah, I mean, they one of the guys dies because they're, you know.
Reckless. And then, well, yeah, you are insignificant, but yeah, that's the thing. The drill sergeants, you are insignificant, but you defend the life of your fellow soldier with every morsel of your being.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, those are, they sound contradictory, they aren't. You're irrelevant, you're minute, you're insignificant, yeah, but also spend all of your energy and your life to defend your fellow man. It's a military movie. They're just not in uniform.
Like they're able to organize and everything, but they don't have a. Yeah, so it starts destroying the organization. Like only one of them. Only one of them died, but if they kept going with it, like they just end up, you know, entropying themselves because they're organizing entropying, because they're organizing towards destruction necessarily. So that's just sort of like manifesting meaningless masculinity, like for no reason.
That's such a great duality, because Tyler is doing the military drill of you're insignificant, etc. And then when Bob dies, the protagonist goes, no, this is a man. His name was Robert Paulson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the other piece of the puzzle.
Because human life is important, so...
Yeah, exactly. This is a man. You should...
And they just treat it like another part of the cult, you know?
Yeah. They don't absorb it.
Mm-hmm.
But that is the critique. That is the destruction of ideology. This is a human being. Like, his death is not worth the furthering of our ideals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is, because Tyler Durden says, you have to make you have to break a few eggs to make an omelet. Like, no.
Yeah, that's ideological possession.
You can't do that. You're not allowed to break the eggs. Who said you could do that? Doesn't matter what kind of amazing omelet you're going to be making. Because it's not eggs, it's freaking... Anyways...
This is a man, and his name is Robert Paulson. He mattered. He mm-hmm. matters. You cannot dispense of him for the greater good.
Mm-hmm.
As a lot of people like to do.
Because that's not greater good.
Because that's not the if it's not the greater good if it's at the expense of innocent people.
Mm-hmm.
Because people make part of the greater good, the common. It couldn't be common good. Couldn't be common, couldn't be good. Because if it's not common, then it's exploitation.
Mm-hmm.
Not good.
Maybe we should... Let me make a few notes. We should include some of this in the script about Fight Club.
In the script for what video?
Natsosh.
I don't think you could do that. If we were to do anything regarding Fight Club, we'd have to do a whole entire video.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
And I've had that in my mind.
We could talk about ideological position in a more general sense.
Yeah.
Could just, hit all the bases of different areas in that and... Okay,
destroy the current order because it's corrupt, right? That's true. But destruction cannot be the only part of the creed. Otherwise, the motivation for the destruction of the current order, the claim that the current order is corrupt, has to be backed by a claim that there's such a thing as like something that is not corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there isn't, then you just destroy everything.
Yeah.
So what isn't corrupt? Yeah, it's Marla. To the extent that that's ridiculous, it's true. And in the MGTOW perspective on that, I was like, whoa, dude, no hymen, no diamond. Marla is such a whore. Like, yeah. What exactly is the alternative? It's burning the entire world to the ground.
Yeah, you're a whore too, frankly speaking.
You are a whore.
What's so clean about you? You were smashing her the whole time. What?
Yeah, what is so clean about you exactly? Because I don't know. It doesn't seem obvious to me.
Yeah. Like, you don't really have a hymen either.
What is the man's hymen exactly? That's a good thing to think about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I'm making my first floor look 10 billion times more cool.
Let me do a drive-by. Let's see. Ooh. Is this a awesome white supremacist?
I didn't mean to be that.
You know I'm black. You know how I feel about that stuff. Come on.
You know I'm black.
You know I love you. You know I'm black.
I'll be eating watermelon chicken.
Watermelon chicken? That's high tech.
Whoa.
Alright, let me get a bed. Hey! Don't do that! No, please. I'm coming to your house. I'm gonna be stealing your food and your bed and everything you own.
What the hell? Don't do that.
I'm gonna die.
Bruh. Why does the zombie say bruh? That is really annoying. I cannot stop hearing it.
You got food? I need food.
No, I stole your food. I have no food.
Just give me a bread. Like, give me 3 bread. I just need, a little bit, or else I'm gonna die. Thank you. Ah, bless.
Oh, man, that Fight Club is so good.
Yeah.
The more I learn about other things, the more I figure out how good Fight Club is.
And why are there so many mobs over here? Come on. I think, taxi driver. I think what Travis does is righteous.
Yeah, me too.
Because I don't, because why I accidentally destroyed all the universe? Why are you in my house? Why are there mobs in my house? Please. There's certain criminals that, don't stop what they're doing. And the way the things are run, if you keep them in prison, then they're draining the pockets of the people they hurt.
Mm.
And so it's... Because, there are certain criminals that if you don't imprison them for life, they're just going to go right back to raping all the time. Because they're just psychopaths. So you have to keep them in prison. Well, a lot of the prisons are public. So I'm going to have to be paying for that. Yes, this is it. I'm surprised at the number of people that don't know about Fight Club.
Really? I expect everybody to know about that movie.
Yeah.
So unbelievably good. Sleep?
Yeah, I need a bed.
Get it from my chest.
Oh. Okay.
Here. Not this one. This one. This one right here.
Oh, D-nuts? Alright, let me just... Watch Fight Club. Watch Taxi Driver. Anything else?
Watchmen.
Watch Watchmen.
Yes.
Forgot about that. It's also good. I think I only watched that once. I might watch it again.
Yeah, it's such a
get brain swole on good stuff.
Those three will always give me good. And so, because Taxi Driver was made by a Roman Catholic, which makes sense because it gets a lot of things right.
Mm-hmm.
But
and the way people talk about it is so, like, it just reflects how true it is, because they're like, moral gray area.
Travis Bickle was a terrible person. Name one terrible thing he did.
Kill the worst thing he did child was, rapists and prostitutors.
But yeah, then, like, the things he actually did that were big, they were not, none of them were terrible. Garbage. Oh, who's gonna kill the politician? Well,
what do you think the politician does in his spare time, eh?
That's actually true. Wow, making a video about Taxi Driver would be even better mentioning that.
Mm-hmm.
Considering how real that is.
Alright, let me...
What do you think the politician does in his spare time?
Because I can assure you, you're not going to like the answer. I'm almost positive. HIV positive. Just got to rape a little bit more.
I'm almost positive. HIV positive, that is.
Dark Oak. Stone Brick. Socklin?
Quit slurping. Regurgitating.
Regurgitating. Oh, yeah.
This is a Celtic cross. Why did they put the... Why do white supremacists use a Celtic cross?
That's a good question. Maybe that explains why I like the Celtic cross. Is it Celtic or Celtic?
Celtic.
Yeah, Celtic cross is awesome.
Knights Templar.
What is Knights Templar?
Weren't they like the Crusade dudes?
I'm kind of a brainlet. I gotta get smart.
Why do I hear slurping and farting?
Oh, that's ominous.
Laughs with guilt.
Oh, laughs with guilt. I am not slurping and farting, I'll have you know.
Yeah, whatever you say.
Hey, you're not allowed to talk to me like that.
It's my contract. I cannot accuse Sophia of slurping and farting.
Mm-hmm. None of that. That's not going to be happening. No, not on my watch. Not on my watch. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
He definitely did that at least once.
How can you go 2.5 hours without farting? You've got to be a madman.
Yeah. You have to be a madman.
Or, like, because he doesn't burp. Too. So...
Does he fart, or...
I don't think I ever heard him burp.
I think he's always, like... I think his technique is just... He probably stinks all the time.
He probably lets it out really slow.
Yeah, micro-farting all the time.
Mm-hmm.
If you get close to his butt, you can smell it, but otherwise, it's just, like... imperceptible.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I'm making a cool Templar cross here. I need all your redstone, please.
Okay, you take it. I'm not gonna use it. It's in the storage house, too.
Infamous crap shack.
Mm-hmm.
Creeper! Oh, man!
What did you just do?
I ran through the creeper guy, man. I ain't choose this life.
Hello, Swam.
How do you open a stupid house?
Button.
Where am I? In my butt?
Button. Is it not? That'd be weird if there were no button on the door.
There are no button.
Oh, it's right here.
Oh, I didn't see it.
It was there the whole time. You didn't see it?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so dumb. I'm stupid. Why do you keep seeds? This is you're black.
Yeah, I am black. All right. Anybody still got a little bit? All right.
Fecal matter.
A fecal matter left. Just get out of my grunt's sleeve. Actually, I need the seeds. Wait a second.
Obabu, obabu, obabu. Obungu. Obensker. Obam.
Coffee with milk and Minecraft? You're telling me that I can do that? And listen to JBP Wave? Wow, thank you.
That's crazy.
Jesus, that sounds crazy. You're saying that I can do that. No, I don't believe you, Jesus.
You crazy, Jesus. You be saying that I can have that, not a level of good and well-being.
Mm-hmm.
Wellbutrin.
I can have that level of Zoloft and Lexapro? No.
That's crazy. Wellbutrin. Why do they call it Wellbutrin?
What is Wellbutrin? Wellbutane?
Butane? It's an antidepressant. Just you take it, makes you happy.
Yo, grunt ale. I found that yesterday. There's really such thing.
Shoot! I've farted.
Hey, you know you're not supposed to do that.
Don't.
Gonna have to go in the timeout corner. Farting.
No, mom.
No, mom.
Stop giving me my ears.
Never. For some reason, your audio is like capped off at like negative 25 decibels.
Ah.
Scream as loud as possible.
Not gonna do that.
It's loud then. Yeah, there's some limit. Can you take that off? Can you just make your microphone up? It sounds louder, but it's still registering as capped at that volume, and I don't know why. I don't know. Maybe it's just a retarded OBS thing. Is Victor's audio good? Let me just ask the chat. Or is it quiet?
Let me listen to my own audio. Does it sound good?
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Sup. It's quiet and slightly distorted. Okay, yeah. It is capped off then.
Turkey. Chicken wing.
Wait, speak?
Ah, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, it's still capped off.
I don't know if it's, maybe it's OBS, but I don't know. I don't know if I tested it on my I don't know. Ah, I'm so stupid. Oh, I'm so stupid.
How could I be this stupid?
How could I be this stupid? Unbelievable.
Oh. Wait, say... say that again.
What? How could I be so stupid?
Yeah.
What is it? What about it?
Nothing. Sounds beautiful. Can you sing like that?
Oh, thank you.
Yes, I can. I can. Ah. Can you turn off your background noisy?
Oh man, I'm gonna boil. But okay.
What if I do this? Can anyone even hear you?
Oh.
Yeah, they
throwing
okay.
me down a well.
Yeah, my Discord volume.
Zero all the time. I never hear anybody I'm talking
okay.
to.
Okay. I think this works. Say something.
Cheese black people.
That's really distorted, but it works.
Okay. Cheese black people.
Well, I forgot to take my meds. I have a headache. I'll be right back.
Forgot to take my meds.
Yep.
Sleep first.
Okay. Oh, I forgot I don't have a bed because I'm stupid. Wait, let me get one. Man, why is it that I think about that? You're pooping and peeing right now and you don't even have to think about it. It just happens. That's crazy. I am Jack's medulla oblongata. Without it, he wouldn't be able to poop and pee and even diarrhea.
I am Jack's colon. Something is poking me right now.
Getting poked in the colon? Sounds horrible.
Je suis quelqu'un. Getting poked in the colon? I'll poke your colon, alright.
Hey. There's no need for that, sir.
I'll poke your colon, alright.
Alright. Hello.
You still didn't sleep. Oh, you're the blackest dumb son of a gun.
Sorry, putting grots away in the grot place that they belong. Should I need spruce log? Okay. Yeah, go to bed.
I am in bed.
Okay. I'll be right back.
Fart head. Quartz scrope. Okay, no way. gonna have to heat this up. Okay, chat, what's going on with y'all? Stupid idiots. Tell me about it. Just gonna turn my sensitivity up so you guys don't get the farting experience. Okay, can you guys hear me? We good? We good. Oh god.
Alright. Stupid. Back.
So.
Wait a second. You have your fan on or something?
I do, and I won't turn it off.
It's so loud.
Is it? Is it still so loud?
But unless I make it blaringly loud and my own ears, it can't be loud in OBS, so I have to suffer.
Does it fart? Because I'm only speaking.
I'm suffering hard. Okay. How do I make this blaringly loud for you guys, but not for me?
Make everyone suffer but you.
Yeah. Well, because I can't crank it any louder in the Soulja Boy. So. Ooh, maybe I can. Wait a second.
Yeah. I'll turn it off.
Yeah, go back to normal, and then I'll just put gain in OBS. Alright, say something.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay. Speak, just continuously, just say whatever.
I will fart among all of you, and every time I do, I will make you smell it.
Okay, I think it's good now.
Awesome. What did I do to myself?
You took
Took us. That's a great answer. I didn't think of it before. Sometimes I just want to kill everybody. But I remember. It's illegal.
This is very, very good music. I didn't think it would be.
JBP Wave?
Yeah.
Yes.
Akira the Dumbass, yeah. High speed.
My speed.
I gotta really relish in the music while I can.
Yes.
So good. Feeling euphoric. Very good.
Sometimes I want to kill everybody.
I don't really feel like that much anymore.
Well, I exclusively feel like that when I'm trying to place a staircase in Minecraft and it places in the wrong direction.
Mm.
And I want to kill everybody, but then it goes away.
I notice I'm a lot less neurotic and irritated and angry all the time, but that might be because I'm exposing myself to less gay black people, honestly.
Yeah.
Is segregation the way to go? I don't know. I kind of want to, like, live in a ethnostate that's not a state. Can we do that? I'm sorry, Twitch. I'm sorry, Mr. Bezos. I can't resist myself. Or what? I'm sorry, Mr. No, wait. I can't help myself. I can't resist myself.
Oh. Going on unto.
Going in unto. No. Don't do that.
Do not go in unto yourself. That is disgusting. Mm-hmm. Jesus, you are a sick perverted.
Grandma.
Yes. You are one sick perverted grandma.
Here's a strange thing about coronavirus is that it's like asymptomatic in young people. Like they can get it and it's whatever, but it just absolutely destroys old people. So I think it literally is like boomer remover or whatever.
Yeah, boomer remover.
Some sort of, I don't know.
Some sort of.
Ethno state that is not a state. Yeah, just the ethno part.
See, you still haven't dropped the libertarian crap, Sophia. Nah, we'll complain. I'll complain and keep commenting on your videos.
I hope I don't ever drop it. It's my hope. But, you know, maybe we are wrong. Maybe we just forget. There's one thing we haven't read that says you're not allowed to be a libertarian. But, as far as I know, it doesn't exist.
It doesn't make... I've tried... It's attractive. Like, really. I want to kill pornographers.
Yeah. Like, oh my... If only you knew how attractive Nazism is to me. Like, unironically.
I'm not some... It's not like I don't have will to power. I want to kill a lot of people, but I can't.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't, if I did it, dude, if you elected me president, I probably would do it, but I don't think I should, sincerely.
Yeah, I don't think, I did this the wrong way around and now I'm gonna poop and pee. My sense is that if you want to change the world, you start from yourself. Sleep.
Wait a second.
Because you build your competence that way. It's like I don't know how you can go out and protest the structure of the entire economic system. Man, imagine
I'm gonna lay down.
Having a house that you can organize in any which way you want.
Yeah, I might have that like somewhat soon.
Yeah, like me too. So it's like, man, you can get furniture and you can make it look the way you want. What? You're telling me I can make I can do Minecraft IRL? So
it's like Minecraft in real life.
Yeah.
That's what you're telling me, right?
That's what you're telling me? Because it seems like that's what you're telling me.
It seems like something you shouldn't allow me to do.
Yeah.
Sincerely.
It seems like something I just spend all my time doing. Is that what moms do? Because I feel like that's a great thing to do all day.
Dude, sounds so fun to be
just
a woman.
Yeah, like play with the kids.
Play with the weenus.
Play with the weenus. Go on Amazon. Go talk to Jeff Bezos and say, hey, I want lots of nice looking stuff. And then, I don't know, play video games, maybe? if you're high speed. Ah.
Yeah.
Make food that's really yummy. You can make really yummy food whenever you want. Wow. That's too powerful. The idea of forcing people to do what you want them to do is attractive, or better yet, having someone else forcing them to do it. Yeah, that is. Like, oh, I can be, if I were a politician, I might be able to turn the state into something that kills pornographers and, you know.
I'd be burning so many people alive, because the state doesn't do that right now. It doesn't burn people alive. I would. And I would enjoy
inventive ways of torturing, like people who are malicious and spread degeneracy.
Yeah, but I'm not sure that the method is worth it. Might bring something worse.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That is my fear. It's not good. Gee, I'm making this look so much better. Just going in
for now. Okay. Ah. Are you sure God is okay with torturing and killing? Well, that's what we're saying is like we don't know if us well, that's the whole libertarian thing. We can't.
Just... Can you torture under certain circumstances?
Yeah. That's what we're saying.
But I don't want to like do that to the extent where it allows for an apparatus to start torturing whoever it thinks.
Yeah, innocent people. That's how MK Ultra happens. So
that's my concern.
Because it's gonna happen either way. I don't want to. We're not saying that it's gonna be, like, perfect either. Like, a bunch of people... The outcome might even be worse, but at least I'm not forced to subsidize the wrongdoing. Perhaps. I doubt it'd be worse, but...
I doubt it'd be worse, because... It's not like we don't know the... How the really negative aspect of statefulness can look like. And that's really, really bad.
Yeah.
And typically when people have free agency, they don't make things get that bad. And when they do, really die quickly.
Because all the responsibility is on them. There is no...
Yeah. If they do that, they die really quickly. Mm-hmm. If there isn't a huge thing
backing them. There's no subsidization of stupidity. And, you know, the immoral things that, you know... put you out of existence really fast. I mean, you're too promiscuous, you get AIDS, and you die. So maybe... What'd you need the leather for again?
Books for enchantment to make super strong tools.
Oh, yeah. But killing, that's an Old Testament thing that they, that's part of the Jewish law.
Pays for AIDS meds? Yeah, just let the people with AIDS. Really? You got, I'm gonna have to pay for your...
I'm gonna have to pay because you can't stop yourself from having butt sex all the time. Really? You absolute mad gay. But I mean, well, yeah, cause not like other people shouldn't be forced to pay for the like self-inflicted sort of disorders, whatever. Like, I'm sure someone wants to pay. I'm sure George Soros is like, oh yeah, that's cool. I'll have to redesign this, but yeah, that's fine. It's fine, because it's looking, gonna look awesome. Does spruce go good with birch? I guess I can test that out. That game theory.
Is that a game theory you got? Mm-hmm. Wow, the first floor is looking pimped out right now. Wow.
I'm sleep deprived, but I'm feeling pimped out right now.
How good is that?
Super good.
Yeah, Logan pimped out.
Man, why did they say that? I got a pimped out ride? Who's pimping your car? Who wants to have...
Pimp my ride. I guess because it means like the car of a pimp.
Mm.
And not like the car of... Like a car that gets pimped. I'm banging your car for money.
Oh, for money. I pay you to bang my car?
Well, that's the opposite of a pimp, isn't it?
Yeah, you're supposed to get paid so you, the... Well, you know.
Well, you know. Well.
That's just dirty. Don't talk about that.
That's just filthy. You're a pig. Get out of my face.
Imagine if you just talked to the fat like ladies that were angry at him like that. You're just dirty and smelly and you don't even take showers. He's talking to me right
now. Ugly, you pig. I don't want to do the interview anymore. Fat pig.
Jordan getting genuinely angry would be so funny. I don't think anyone's like... I think in certain interviews he's gotten real assertive, but not really, you know, like angry. Yeah. Starts insulting them. You know, you're a pig. And you should really stop stuffing your face
you're
with sandwiches.
You're an ugly Jew pig. Kill yourself.
Straight up. Oh, just the thought of like
a... Jordan. Hey, Jordan.
An arthritic...
Getting a little off the...
Arthritic off old the man. Oh, this is Dark Oak.
Athletic old man? He's doing like upside down push-ups?
Yeah, arthritic and athletic. That's a secret. Eat the pain.
Eat the pig. Eat the pain. Eat the pig, beat the pain.
Where do I get spruce? Oh, I have to go up the mountain. No. I'm retarded. I'm gonna have to deforest my whole butt.
Butthole.
You know, my butt is really hairy. I'd like to see you try to shave it.
Hairy feet. Hairy feet.
You got hairy feet?
Is it feasible that the outside of my house is made of wood and the inside is made of stone?
Yeah.
Like rocks. Okay, cool.
You're doing something real strange.
Huh?
You're doing something real strange. Let me check it out.
I'm doing something real strange. Yeah, mate. Like a stupid idiot. The stupid idiot I am.
La raza.
La raza. Quit farting.
Oh my gosh. You keep fart. I cannot go on with this interview. You keep farting and acting as if you're not.
I cannot go on with this interview. You keep farting in my face when I answer the question.
Your mic is so distorted, it makes it 10 times better. He's like doing a Skype call. It doesn't even make sense.
Jordan took DMT before starting the interview.
Oh my gosh, I'd like to talk to him while he's on DMT.
Talk to him like that. You know you're not supposed to.
Quit farting in my mouth. You know you're not supposed to. There are monsters nearby? I don't believe you.
Fart!
What?
Right now!
No, I...
Imagine, like, Super Bowl or WrestleMania. Everybody, fart right now! And instead of the usual cheering, like... or, you know, clapping, you hear... coming from the entire audience.
Oh, I want to do that. Oh my.
Everybody eats Mexican food before the show starts.
Everybody! Pull down your pants! Get on the floor, stick your butthole in the air, and fart!
Fart right now! Everybody. The potency of it.
The potency of my fart. Get the away! Potency.
Oh, the potency of my farts.
Let me see. Let me just lubricate.
No!
Man. Horrible.
Allow me to lubricate. Allow me to explain. Allow me to lubricate. I'll lubricate this idea so I introduce it to you more smoothly.
Let me just lubricate this idea. It's a little bit chunky and it's crispy.
It's a bit raw.
Yeah. Can I really go for it?
First you fart and then you scream. Oh man! Oh, this stream, this is gonna have highlights.
Yeah, this is a good stream. Make it stop!
You're killing me.
I don't know why one would be so upset by farting.
Stop!
Oh man. Isn't that a hemorrhoid?
Yes. Well, this is one of the best ideas of my life, was rebuilding the first floor. Yeah, but I think I need to go right now, I believe.
Go poop? Or go for real?
Go for realsies. Keep on playing Minecraft, player. Have yourself a good day. Listen to a whole lot of JBP Wave.
Okay.
Let's go. Bye-bye.
Bye. I'll end the stream.
swag.
See you.